a mistake. It would also be a mistake if he were to watch the local cable channel in Crawford, because he might hear her again. She stars in a new TV commercial by Gold Star Families for Peace. Here's how part of it goes.
Why can't you be honest with us? You were wrong about the weapons of mass destruction. You were wrong about the link between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. You lied to us.
The White House has been prompted to put out an accounting of all the meetings that Bush has had with families of war dead. It says he's met with 900 relatives of 272 people who've died in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Iraq today, a U.S. Apache helicopter crashed in northern Iraq, injuring two U.S. forces, and a roadside bomb killed an American soldier in the central city of Tikrit. Senate Democrats are renewing their push for documents from John Roberts' days as Deputy Solicitor General. Democrats say this material is critical to gauge the Supreme Court nominee's position on civil rights issues. In a letter to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, the eight Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee asked him to reconsider last week's Justice Department refusal to release material on 16 cases Roberts handled from 1989 to 1993 under the first President Bush. The 16 cases cover a wide range of issues, from abortion and affirmative action to school prayer and capital punishment. Now, the Democrats say the documents should not be protected under attorney-client privilege, because they were prepared by the U.S. Office of the Solicitor General, which they say was acting for the American people. They've offered to meet with Gonzalez to try to reach an agreement. The Justice Department said it had received the Democrats' request, but its position remains unchanged. And consumer sentiment has weakened this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey is for subscribers only, but those who've seen it tell the Associated Press it fell to a reading of 92.7. That's down from 96.5 at the end of July. Economists had been looking for consumer sentiment to hold steady. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Randy Rhodes.
The president's going to be on vacation for a month. As parting remarks, I stand by Karl Rove. I stand behind Karl Rove. No, Karl Rove stands behind you, sir. He makes you talk. He's the one that pulls the strings. Oh, is that who that is? Yeah. Of course Bush stands by Karl Rove. Lamb Chop does not turn on Sherry Lewis. The Muppets do not turn on Jim Henson. Probably going to spend the whole vacation covering up what he did on his last vacation.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America. Thanks for tuning in on Friday. You could be doing something a lot of fun, but you're here. Oh, God. I'm sorry. No, thank goodness it's Friday, Truth Seekers. This has been just a weird week. The attacks on Cindy Sheehan, I don't know how she's standing up. Just about every right-wing piece of human crap is going after her. It's astonishing to see. And to sit back on the sidelines, like most of us are doing, and most of us have valid reasons for sitting back on the sidelines, is exhausting. You know, I've ricocheted between, you know, just wanting to continue to have her check in with this program on the one hand. On the other hand, And I mean this. I'm not playing head games. Fully arming myself and go down there, and when these right-wing bastards show up, this talk show piece of human waste, Mike Gallagher, apparently is giving away tickets on buses to send right-wingers down there to harass her, ostensibly to, you know, show support for this pig in the ranch out there. But, you know, I read and hear that, and I just get crazy. I am not... Yeah, I belong on medication, right, Kathy? What do you think? You've been married to me for 10 years. Do you think I belong on medication?
I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
Thanks a lot. But I get that feeling. It's just an almost unspeakable rage where I do. And I don't care any of you right-wing vermin that listen to this program and you know, want to quote me on this. Quote me. I don't give a tinker's damn. I get filled with the kind of rage, the same kind of rage that... Don Imus had the other day when, you know, he used the son of a bitch word in reference to Rumsfeld on his program, and the bastard word in Rumsfeld. Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, how much are normal people supposed to take when you have the filth that's going after this woman who's down there because the Bush pig said... you know, let me just say to all the parents, mothers and daddies who have given their sons, who have died, they've died for a noble cause. And all Cindy Sheehan wanted was an answer. What is the noble cause, you bastard, that caused my son to die? That's how this started. That's how this started. Because Cindy Sheehan and you and I know that no one that has died in that war, no one has died because of a noble cause. We have died because of the insanity, the greed, the filth of this Bush crime family. So, you know, naturally, when I hear about these right-wingers, just degenerates to the last man and woman, just total, total degenerates. It makes it so hard for normal people to live in this country. When I hear that one of their ringmasters is rounding them up, in this case, this thug Mike Gallagher, to go down there and harass a woman who lost her son in an illegal war based on lies and deceptions. I want to kill somebody. I'll say it. I'll just say it on the air. I want to kill somebody. I get enraged, just enraged. And I have to walk off. You know, I have to leave the house, walk down to the neighborhood pool, get in the pool, and start swimming laps before I just go berserk. That's how bad it gets, and that's happened so many times this week to me. Oh, by the way, 28 years ago today, Elvis Presley died on the toilet. That's true, you know. His system was so screwed up with drugs that he became severely constipated, and he was on the toilet straining blue arteries out all over the place. Why can't something like that happen to members of the Bush crime family? On CNN today, Suzanne Malveaux, doing her little stand-up in front of the White House and on Blitzer's program, I think it was Blitzer's program, and the subject of Cindy Sheehan came up, and Malveaux said, Sheehan is affiliated with something called Gold Star Families for Peace. That's pretty much the exact quote. Affiliated with something called Gold... Affiliated? Okay, Suzanne Malveaux is real cute. She is a perfect CNN... stand-up reporter person, right? She's real cute, and she pronounces her words correctly, but she's dumber than a sack full of door stumps, doorknobs, tree stumps, something, I don't know. Do your research, Suzanne. Find out that Cindy Sheehan was one of the founding members. A. B. Find out what something called Gold Star Families for Peace is about, you little twit. And then Blitzer has on a mother... whose son also was killed by Bush, and the mother is okay with that in Chicago. There she said, I felt so sorry for that woman. Totally, totally brainwashed. If she had more children, she would send them into the sacrificial fire too. What this particular mom didn't understand, apparently, I mean, how could anyone not, that the war that murdered her son was based on lies. Jesus, is this how you cope? Is that what happens if you lose a son or a daughter in a military engagement? Do you have to then for the rest of your life believe that the military engagement was valid and legitimate and that your son or daughter died for something real? If that's the case, then why doesn't Cindy Sheehan feel that way? And Blitzer kept asking if Mom agreed with the idea that Sheehan now has been tagged with, that Bush should pull the troops out. And, of course, this poor woman, I don't remember her name. All I know is her son was a Marine, and he was killed because of Bush's lies. That's murder. Damn it, that's murder. And there she sat. She said, no, I don't think we should pull out or leave or whatever. Oh, God. Then at some point today, Blitzer had Cindy Sheehan on. She was exhausted but determined. Blitzer says, the president declined your request to meet with him for a second time. What goes to your mind as his motorcade, we saw it earlier, passed by where you and others are protesting on that road outside his ranch?
You know, when George Bush asked for the War Powers Act, he didn't say about bringing freedom and democracy to Iraq. He said weapons of mass destruction and terrorism, and both of those things have been proven to be false. Freedom and democracy is a little bit harder to prove, and it could take decades to prove that. So, I just want to get out of the way. My positive thing is I don't want any more children to die. And when George Bush came by today twice, once past us and once going back, what he saw was a couple hundred people out here that have opposing viewpoints to him. And he rarely sees that because he is so insulated from real America. We usually have to stand out in freedom of speech zones, which are about a mile away from the president. And he never lets people who disagree with him into the same room as he does. So when he drove by, he saw, here we are, and we do not agree with your policies, and we're standing here with the Gold Star Moms because we want them to change.
And because of comments like that, this filthy pig, Mike Gallagher, another one of these right-wing, belligerent, nasty, ugly talk show hosts, apparently is organizing, who sent me this? A guy named Foster, a Navy veteran, he says, Democrats need to go to Crawford to assist Cindy. A scumbag by the name of Mike Gallagher is shipping busloads of right-wing hate-filled agitators to Crawford. It's time Texas Democrats show we not only support the troops, but we support family members attacked by the Bush administration, the Republican Party, and the conservative talk show hunters. If Texas Democrats don't stand now and loudly, you can no longer count on my support or anyone I come in contact with. Well, I hear you. The nerve of these people! I swear to God, here is a woman who has You know, why can't Mike Gallagher go to Iraq and be killed? Pick up a weapon, Mike Gallagher, you filthy, lying pig. Pick up a weapon and go to Iraq and try to kill some of those folks, okay? Go to Iraq, Sean. Go to Iraq, Rush, you cowardly bastards. You filthy, filthy scum. But leave Cindy Sheehan the hell alone. Don't you people have any decency at all? Well, no. The answer is absolutely no. You don't have any decency at all. Fine. But what you ought to do is take a weapon and go on over there. And if there's a God, you'll be blown to pieces 5 minutes after you get off your airplane.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians, it takes months of planning with top manufacturers, Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Mackie, to bring you deals with savings big enough,
exclusives, rebates,
discounts drastic enough,
price drops,
free add-ons,
markdowns massive enough,
so we can truly say the wait for the largest savings event of the year
is over.
It's Guitar Center's 41st anniversary extravaganza. Save 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. Celebration savings starts Friday. Don't miss it.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. That's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush was the president. That's what they're talking about.
It's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
I forgot to mention, I just got too angry again. Jim Fetzer is going to be on the program here in about 12 minutes. He is the author of American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. He's also a McKnight professor of philosophy at the University of Minnesota in Duluth. He's a former Marine Corps officer during the Vietnam era. He's edited three books on the death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And he maintains a website devoted to this and related subjects. You can check it out, assassinationscience.com. Assassinationscience.com. Jim will join us in about 13 minutes here. There was more in that interview by Wolf Blitzer with Cindy Sheehan. Blitzer continued. He said, a lot of our viewers are emailing us with this question, and I'd like to give you a chance to respond, Cindy. More than a year ago, the president did meet with you, and at that time you emerged from that meeting, and you were quoted by your hometown newspaper as saying this. You said, quote, I know he's sincere about wanting freedom for the Iraqis. I know he's sorry and feels some pain for a loss, and I know he's a man of faith, end quote. Do you still believe all that?
I have studied, I've informed myself. You know, June of 2004 and August of 2005 are two different times. And I have seen the reports come out that prove that his positions are wrong. And the more that the more the proof comes out that he lied, or the policies were not true to get us into this invasion occupation of Iraq, the more I become more focused to bring the rest of our kids home, because my son should still be alive. You know, tens of thousands of other innocent people should be alive. And he's using our troops, who are brave and honorable and good, in a dishonorable cause. And that's the occupation of a country that was no threat to the United States of America.
You go, Cindy. You go, Cindy. Go, Cindy. Go, Cindy. Just keep talking. Just keep talking. Just keep putting out the simple truth. Even to jerkwads like Wolf Blitzer, just keep putting out the simple truth. Just keep putting out the simple truth. Michelle in Riverview, Florida, wrote to Fox News, O'Reilly, Hannity, all these thugs. She sent me a copy. This is what she wrote to the cowardly creeps at Fox News. Dear sirs, you've been doing quite the job of morphing a mild-mannered church-going deceased soldier's mother from suburbia into a member of the Symbionic Liberation Alliance or something. In civilized societies such as ours, people like Cindy Sheehan and other left-of-center Americans, and even outspoken radical ones, as you dub Michael Moore, want pretty much just mainstream things like freedom of speech and assembly, protection of the environment, free and fair elections, accountability from our elected and taxpayer-salaried government officials, responsive, ethical, and non-corrupt private business practices that are separate from government interests, a reasonably equitable distribution of wealth and opportunity within responsible capitalism, affordable health care for all who need it, and war only as an absolute last resort. All of that sounds pretty mainstream, non-radical to me, and hardly the fodder of the truly radical groups of the likes of the Weathermen or the Red Brigades or the Bader-Meinhof Gang and so on. Aren't these positive goals for which progressives like myself strive, what all good Americans want in the end? Thank you for hearing my concerns. Michelle in Riverview. They always include their last names on this, but I don't dare give them over the air, because these conservative pigs that listen to the program would track people down and make angry phone calls in the middle of the night, right? This is from Keith in Seattle. Mike, I'm so angry that Bush has morphed Cindy's message into, she wants the troops out now. Yes, she does, but her real issue is, what noble cause did my son die for? But Bush can't answer that. So Thursday, he framed her issue as only about getting the troops out, and the damned press dutifully followed along. No mention in the papers I've seen or on the three networks last night, which I monitored, about her asking, what was the noble cause my son died for? Just Bush's version in all the papers. She wants the troops out now, which is an easier question to argue. He can't argue the other, of course. The press is still full of cowards and lapdogs. Here they are letting Bush off the hook again. Please put this out to your listeners and to Cindy so she can emphasize it again. The public needs to know. Keith in Seattle. Yeah, we brought this up last night. You know, once again, we only have 3 hours tonight, and I don't know how in the hell we're going to cover everything, but we're in a fork in the road here, and we're going to take a fork away from what we've been talking about when we come back. And I want to share this conversation with you with Jim Fetzer, who's the author of American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. Do stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Precious lady, empty and cold, keeps me alive. I gave it my soul so that I could survive, keeping me safe in these chains.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 + 2 = 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
It's called post-inauguration stress disorder. If you've got it, you know it. There are no drugs to relieve it, but there is a treatment. And right now, the treatment is free. It's The Nation, America's hottest, whitest red journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation. Not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant, no White House spin, just the straight dope on George W. Bush and company. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free 4-issue mini subscription. Here it is at last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. After 4 weeks, you can bail. Just write cancel on the invoice but we predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com. Or call 800-999-6863.
Jimmy Kimmel here with an important announcement about the Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson.
Join Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel for the Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central.
Pamela is the first woman Comedy Central has ever roasted and the least talented. Come celebrate her amazing body of terrible work.
The Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson with Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
If you thought she got by Tommy Lee, wait till you see this.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, have you wondered why you keep hearing the same songs on the radio over and over and over again? Well, Elliot Spitzer and the chairman of the FCC want to know, too. There has been an official payola probe open.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my goodness.
Join us this week as we sit down with a special invited panel of guests as we cover this topic. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
We'll be there.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Let me give you a quick synopsis here of American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone, written by Jim Fetzer and Don Jacobs. Now, most of you already know this, but I'm just going to give a quick synopsis for people who don't. Senator Paul Wellstone was, quote, the first 1960s radical elected to the U.S. Senate, end quote. In a Senate race in 2002, the White House made defeating Wellstone priority number one. Karl Rove handpicked arch-Republican Norm Coleman to run against him. Despite massive funding, Coleman was trailing the popular Wellstone less than 2 weeks before Election Day. On the morning of October 25, 2002, Wellstone was killed after a mysterious communication cutout and crash of his small plane. He died alongside his wife Sheila, their daughter Marcia, three staff members, and two pilots while trying to land at Minnesota's Eveleth, Virginia Airport. CNN's Wolf Blitzer insisted to his reporter at the scene that foul weather was the lethal factor in the crash, despite statements to the contrary from the CNN correspondent who was actually there. To this day, the public tends to blame the weather. PhD professors James Fetzer and Don Jacobs present the harrowing truth. The plane was not responsible. The weather didn't cause it to crash. Nor were the two pilots incompetent, as the indefensible report by the NTSB would eventually claim. The facts point elsewhere. The FBI arrived at the remote rural crash scene less than 2 hours after the crash. Could they have known about it in advance? The FBI forbade the ambulance and the fire teams to take photos. Why did the FBI state that they were treating the site as a crime scene, but also maintain that this was not the scene of a crime? How could the FBI conclude and publicly announce, even before NTSB had arrived, that there was, quote, no evidence of terrorism, end quote? A determination of the cause of the crash would not be made for more than a year, so how could they possibly know? American assassination confirms the worst fears of the nation. Senator Paul Wellstone was murdered for political reasons and purposes, and the cause of the crash was covered up. This book explains who, why, and how it was done. Joining us now is Jim Fetzer, author of American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so very much for having me on.
Absolutely. I have not read the book yet. I have this synopsis in front of me, and
sure.
I know what your book is about because it's been talked about quite a bit. You state categorically, apparently, that Wellstone was murdered.
Well, we certainly proved beyond a reasonable doubt that it was no accident. The only alternatives that the NTSB explored were accident alternatives, such as that there was something wrong with the plane or the weather or the pilots. And in fact, the weather was just fine. That was always a red herring. There was a big storm in the south of Minnesota, but not up north. Mm-hmm. Planes had flown in earlier, and when Gary Ullman, the assistant manager, realized that this plane was overdue, he hopped in his plane and started circling around the airport looking for the crash site. He saw whitish blue smoke in the distance and assumed that wasn't where the plane had gone down, because it should have been issuing kind of grimy black smoke from a kerosene fire.
Right.
Eventually he'd go back and discover that was the site. He didn't actually locate it until 11 o'clock. The sheriff of St. Louis County was on the scene by 1:30 and saw officers from the FBI rapid response team in St. Paul that he knew personally at 1:30, who told him they'd been there since noon. And that's rather stunning. It was confirmed by Gary Ullman to me that they were there at least by 1 o'clock, and yet Paul McCabe, the FBI spokesman, said they didn't show up until 3:30. So McCabe, mm-hmm. the FBI spokesman, is contradicting both the sheriff and the assistant manager, Mike.
Can any of this stuff be explained away as conversation statements, declarations that are made in the immediate aftermath of a tragedy like this, and therefore are colored by the tragedy itself?
I don't think so. I mean, let me elaborate on the FBI. They were there on the scene for about 8 hours before the NTSB showed up. That contravenes NTSB policy, because no one's supposed to be investigating a crash scene if there isn't an NTSB official present.
Moreover,
Paul McCabe announced late that evening, and it was then repeated by Carol Carmody, who was the head of the NTSB team the next day, that there were no signs of terrorist involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it, Mike. They wouldn't have determined the cause of the crash for over a year. If you actually saw the plane, the wings were sheared off when it impacted with the ground, and only the wings and the tail were not turned into charcoal. There was an intense fire that burned for 5 or 6 hours that the fire department could not put out, and it reduced everything to absolute rubble. Now, if you're looking at a pile of charcoal, how can you possibly tell what caused that charcoal, much less what the motivations of those who might have brought it about could possibly have been? So when the FBI was reporting that there were no indications of terrorist involvement, it couldn't possibly know that that was true. I contacted a couple reporters out of Houston when they were reporting on a refinery fire recently and said the FBI had said there were no signs of terrorist involvement. And I wrote to them and I said, refineries are huge complex entities. I mean, you got a massive fire. How can you possibly know there wasn't a terrorist involvement if you haven't determined the cause of the mm-hmm. explosion, which was at that time exactly the case? So it's quite a parallel, and they rather sheepishly agreed.
Let me ask you this, Jim. Can you, in very simple terms, take us back to that day and lay out for me and for this audience, if you can, how did it happen? Why did they do it? And who is the they responsible, in your opinion?
Well, there are a couple key aspects to this thing, Mike. I mean, actually, it was Christopher Bullen of American Free Press who realized the FBI had shown up preternaturally quickly, because I did a backward calculation and discovered for the FBI to have flown up to Duluth, rented a car, and got up to Everless, Virginia, by noon, they would have had to depart from St. Paul in the vicinity of the same airport where Paul Wellstone would take off about the same time the senator's plane left at 9:30. Mm. Now, he was flying up here to a political funeral for a fellow named Ruka Vina, who was a prominent Democratic politician,
right,
and had his wife with him and his daughter and three aides, and then there were two pilots. Now, the plane didn't require two pilots. The plane was a King Air A-100, actually a very sophisticated kind of a Rolls-Royce of small aircraft. It turned out to have a wonderful maintenance record. It was essentially mechanically problem-free, so that even the NTSB would eventually conclude that the plane was not at fault. The weather actually wasn't so bad. In fact, I got photographs from a pilot on the ground who's into real estate shooting photographs over water that showed not only was no freezing rain, there wasn't even any rain. He said the elevation was 500 to 1,000 feet and visibility 3 to 5 miles, and there was practically no wind conditions that any reasonably experienced pilot could handle relatively effortlessly. And he was only a couple of miles from the airport and about 20 or 30 minutes before the crash. So the whole thing should have been taking place relatively uneventfully. But in fact, when they got up close to the airport, the plane followed the wrong azimuth. It actually was flying on an azimuth of about 268 when it should have been 276. That may not sound like much, but when you go a good distance, when you're 8 degrees off, that can carry you quite a ways away from the airport.
Right.
It crashed about 2 miles south of the airport, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And the question becomes, well, what was going on there? Because the principal pilot, Richard Connery, had 5,200 hours of experience. He was air transport pilot rating, which is the highest civilian rating, and he had passed his FAA flight check just 2 days before. Other pilots who'd flown with him described him, one who'd flown with him 50 times, said he was the most meticulous, cautious, by-the-book pilot he'd ever flown with. Paul Wellstone, who was very uneasy about flying, insisted on flying with Connery or one other pilot in whom he had a great deal of confidence. Now, the point you were mentioning about cessation of communication is a rather interesting point, because you have a pilot and a co-pilot, and if you're going to go down, and they were going down in a rather wooded, swampy area, you'd rather expect there's going to be a distress call,
mm-hmm,
so that they can get, you know, the first responders in there quickly, Mike, because the life of your passengers could make a difference, you know, in how quickly they respond. And in this case, there was no such signal. That was curious. The plane, now, we originally, Don Jacobs, also known as Four Arrows, a Native American scholar, and I, believe that it was the control of the aircraft was taken away from the pilots, because the NTSB report is simply, well, it verges on the ludicrous. They suggest that pilots simply failed to pay attention to the airspeed and altitude and allowed the plane to crash.
Oh, God.
And, Mike, that's ridiculous on so many grounds I can't begin to tell you. I mean, you know, what's the probability of one pilot doing that, much less two? Plus, there's a loud stall warning device in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they have all kinds of electronic equipment, like a course deflection indicator that tells you if you're on target or not on target. And yet all of this seems to be almost as though they were heading for the wrong destination deliberately, in false belief of its location. And, in fact, there's been a new development in the case now. John Costella and I, John Costella has a PhD in physics, he's an expert in electromagnetism, have published a piece in FromTheWilderness.com,
right,
Michael Rupert's website, on
right,
6 July, going back and looking at, contrasting what you find in the final report, Mike, which is, you know, an 87-page document, versus the thousands of pages on which it was based, all these other reports. And we've gone back and looked at all these other reports, and we found some very interesting stuff, including, when you look at the witness interviews, they've got one of the documents includes 47 witness interviews buried there.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that this particular plane was a late model, a late manufacture Air 100. It apparently had an advanced avionics package that almost certainly included a GPS system.
Jim, can I get you to hold? We have to break. I think you're taking us up to this information I've heard also. I think it was from Rupert's website about electromagnetic pulse. That may have interfered with the guidance. I think that's where you're going. Hold the thought. We'll come back right after the break. This is Air America.
Does anybody know the current whereabouts of Kenneth Lee? Oh, it's national security, of the public scrutiny.
said, oh, we had a shadow ghost.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is the Rate Report from Quicken Loans. 2005 brings an unexpected opportunity for homeowners as mortgage interest rates take a sharp drop. A temporary shift in the bond markets has driven interest rates to their lowest level this year. Quicken Loans is currently reporting 30-year fixed rates hovering just above 5%. Call 800-651-5633 right away for the chance to cut your payments by thousands of dollars a year. No one knows how long these rates will last, so don't miss your opportunity to get a 30-year fixed mortgage for just over 5%. Call 800-651-5633 today. The timing couldn't be better. The lowest rates of the year, just in time for home buying season. Call Quicken Loans to take advantage of this short-term drop in rates that could net you long-term savings. Call 800-651-5633 right away. That's 800-651-5633. This is the Rate Report from Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 5.347%.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at THVitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Hi, is this Geico Auto Insurance?
Yes, it is. May I help you?
All right, help me out here. I understand that you could save me $200, $300, $400 on car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the catch?
Catch?
Yeah, you know, what am I giving up to save all that money? It's got to be a catch, right?
Oh, no, absolutely nothing. At Geico, we're known for our service.
Right.
You know, in fact, our customer satisfaction stands at 97%.
No, I've heard that, but work with me here. Now, what am I giving up? You thought of something, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't have a secretary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when you call, you talk directly to a car insurance specialist.
Okay, so you don't have a secretary.
Yeah.
That's it, huh? Okay, I can live with that.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, we're talking with Jim Fetzer, the author, along with Don Four Arrows Jacobs, of the book American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. Jim, we only have 3 or 4 minutes left. I want to ask you, in your opinion and your co-author's opinion, who murdered Paul Wellstone?
Well, of course, control of the Senate was at stake. I mean, the Republicans gained control of the Senate through the loss of Max Cleland in Georgia, highly unexpected, which appears to have used the electronic voting machines that were manipulated to yield a predetermined result. And the loss of Paul Wellstone sealed the deal for the Republicans with all the vast consequences that have ensued. I might add, by the way, to the absurdity of the FBI's report that there was no signs of terrorist involvement, that there actually turned out to be a connection between a terrorist and the co-pilot.
How, in your opinion, was the plane brought down? What caused the crash?
Well, it's very interesting. We have speculated that the control of the aircraft was taken away from the pilots because the NTSB's own simulation using a simulator with a weaker engine and flying at abnormally slow speeds was always able to power up, so that the NTSB's own reports contradicted its conclusions. In fact, one member of the team, Richard Healing, stated publicly that they had no idea what had caused the crash. They were merely speculating. But there were numerous circumstances that suggest that the plane may well not have been under their control. Mm-hmm. If they didn't have the stall warning device, if their course deflection indicator wasn't working, if solenoids that would control the props and their pitch weren't working, and when the plane's propellers were studied after the crash by an independent outfit, it turned out they were simply on idle and wouldn't have provided much forward thrust. That combined with the circumstance that a civilian on the way to the same funeral had a very odd cell phone anomaly, a warbling sound, loud, not anything typical that he ever heard before. And other residents in the community had garage doors open. They reported to their physician unexpectedly. It's suggestive of an electromagnetic pulse weapon being used here that would cause an electrical fire. That whitish blue smoke, for example, that Gary Ullman didn't even think could be the crash site is a typical manifestation of an electrical fire, and a kerosene fire wouldn't have been burnt hot enough to have caused the plane to catch fire and burn with such intensity either.
But an electrical fire. I saw the pictures. I don't know if they're at your website. Somebody sent me the pictures of the crash site taken, I don't know, from maybe 300, 400 feet up and also on the ground. And it looks like charcoal ashes after a family barbecue.
It's unbelievable, Mike. But let me add what we've just been discovering. In just the last couple of weeks, I was contacted by the owner and spoke with the chief pilot and the pilot, who had an odd experience going into Waukegan Airport, where the GPS indicators were off and they wound up south of where they should have been. That's exactly what happened with Wellstone, because an alternative explanation to the early use of an electromagnetic weapon is that they brought the plane to the location where the weapon was located. This is very analogous to what happened to JFK. He was brought into a kill zone by altering the parade route so that he would be in a position where multiple shooters would have him in their sights. It now appears to us that something that, so far as we know, has never before been reported. But we have two apparent cases, the one in Waukegan, and I have a letter from the pilot describing it in my hands as we speak, where I confirmed it, also talking with the chief pilot he reported it to immediately, and the owner, who contacted the publisher of our book, who then got back to me so I could pursue this, and this case, because it explains it perfectly, Mike. If they simply were following misleading GPS data, then they were making, you know, an approach that they thought was perfectly appropriate until the very end, at which point it was too late, because then they were in the zone where the electromagnetic weapon could take out their electronic components and leave the plane essentially no longer under their control.
Wow, Jesus! Do you think? Let's go with the assumption, and we only have about a minute left here. Let's go with the assumption that what you have discovered and what you have put together and what is in the book, American Assassination, is all true. Do you believe that the person or persons responsible will be held responsible, or is this going to be another JFK situation that never, ever, ever comes to closure?
What I think, Mike, is that we have here a small-scale conspiracy. As you'll find, I suggest in the book, that the triumvirate that actually runs the White House, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld, are those, in my opinion, most likely to have been involved in this. The aircraft is manufactured by Beechcraft, which is owned by Raytheon. Raytheon also has many patents for electromagnetic weapons, and it's the kind of information, if the Department of Defense had wanted it, would have been available to them through Raytheon. This is going to be a small team that was designated to be out there and take control of this scene and make it happen. Let me mention one other thing, Mike, that's going to astonish your listeners. A crash scene cannot be investigated as a crime scene unless you have the approval of the Attorney General. So if you have a compliant or complicit Attorney General, it's never investigated as a crime scene. The NTSB never considered non-accident hypotheses, such as that a small bomb, a gas canister, or a sophisticated weapon could have been used. And in addition, NTSB reports are not admissible in courts of law, Mike. Seems to me here you have an almost foolproof method for taking out your political opponents.
It seems so. Jim, it's fascinating. I'd strongly recommend, I've been recommended to read this book, American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. Jim, we'll talk again. Thank you so much for being on the program tonight.
My great pleasure, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Doesn't that interview just make you want to scream? We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth. But the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, "If you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt," unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Crickets. Fireworks.
Yahoo! Yippee!
The guy who just named his own price for a hotel on Priceline and saved up to $100 a night on a 4-star hotel. A man who got a deal he simply could not get anywhere else. A hero to his family as well as his accountant. What are you waiting for? Book your summer hotel on Priceline now. The new Priceline. Shop, compare, save. Hotels shown only after purchase.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Here comes the President's motorcade. There goes the President's motorcade. That's how it went in Crawford, Texas today. Anti-war protesters on the road near Bush's ranch were allowed to stay put, at least, as the president went by on his way to a neighboring ranch for a GOP fundraiser. But any hope that he would stop and say something to Cindy Sheehan, or listen to something she said, was dashed. Sheehan is the mother of a soldier killed in Iraq who's been camped out there all week. Sheehan held up a sign as Bush went by that read, "Why do you make time for donors and not for me?" Bush was in a black Suburban with tinted windows. It's unclear whether he even looked at the demonstrators as his motorcade passed. But if he does want to hear more of what she has to say, he could tune in to local cable TV in Crawford, where she's featured in a new commercial produced by Gold Star Families for Peace.
Mr. President, my name is Cindy Sheehan. On April 4, 2004, my son Casey was killed in Iraq. He was only 24, and he died in his best friend's arms. Casey was so good and so honest. Why can't you be honest with that?
Sheehan has been joined by dozens of supporters at what has become known as Camp Casey, in memory of her son. And they have hammered hundreds of white crosses into the ground along the roadside, symbolizing the war dead from Iraq. Sheehan says, "The president says he feels compassion for me, but the best way to show that compassion is by meeting with me and the other mothers and families who are here." Says Sheehan, "All we're asking is that he sacrifice an hour out of his five-week vacation to talk to us before the next mother loses her son in Iraq." Well, since she first said that yesterday, another mother has lost a son in Iraq. A U.S. soldier died in a roadside bombing attack in Tikrit, about 80 miles north of Baghdad. A military spokesman says the soldier was on patrol, and two American military personnel were recovering from injuries suffered when their Apache helicopter crashed near Kirkuk. An explosion Friday near a mosque west of Baghdad killed four people, including three children, and wounded at least 19 other people. The Iraqis blamed U.S. forces, but an American spokesperson disputed that. The Homeland Security Department dropped the terror alert level today for America's transit systems. The department raised the threat level to high after London's transit attacks last month. This move comes on the heels of a warning released this week about terrorists supposedly eyeing fuel trucks as possible weapons, using them to tie up transportation and affect the U.S. economy. That warning went out to law enforcement agencies in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. However, today, the FBI is saying that the warning is not to be taken seriously because it was based on uncorroborated intelligence information. I'm Mark Shearer, and you are listening to Air America Radio News.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-494-0890. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-494-0890 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is a public announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-494-0890. That's 800-494-0890.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This weekend on EcoTalk, we'll take a closer look at the energy bill signed into law this week. We'll drill down to see how the fossil fuel industry fared and what our energy future looks like with a policy that does little to get us off foreign oil and our national oil addiction. We'll get some commentary from Mark Kurtzgaard, author and correspondent for The Nation. He'll tell us why, contrary to what W said this week, going nuclear is not the answer. We'll also hear from Bob Borisage. He's with the Campaign for America's Future. All this weekend on EcoTalk.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. By the way, we have our weekend, or I'm sorry, our weekly audio clip roundup, rodeo roundup for you tonight. As a matter of fact, we're going to play that in just a minute. Go get a copy of this book. I know a lot of you people have been telling me to go get a copy of this book, and I appreciate it. American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone. Jesus, we live in a bizarre world, don't we? And a lot of people, you know, I still hear from liberals that say, well, Mike, you shouldn't talk about the fact that you own guns and that you have a permit to carry. But are you kidding? Please. Please. Jesus. Right before the break, we were talking about this pig Mike Gallagher and his reaction to Cindy Sheehan's grief and anguish over the death of her son, Casey. Some of you have emailed me. Mike Gallagher has four sons who are a military age, none of whom are in the military, neither is he. Wouldn't it be nice if some of these blowhard bastards would sacrifice their children? Wouldn't that be nice, huh? Well, not nice, but wouldn't it be appropriate? Wouldn't it be appropriate? I just sent him an email during the break. You can email this pig by just writing to mike@mikeonline.com. That's Gallagher's website, or that's his email, mike@mikeonline.com. I have met this pig before. I used to go to these talk radio conventions. They're sponsored by Talkers Magazine. And, I, you know, year after year, I was usually picked as one of their hot, or what do they call it, heavy 100 talk show hosts in the country. Out of, how many are there, 6,000? I don't have no idea. But it was kind of interesting to be included in that group. But what I used to notice in the group, that up until Randy and Air America were born, Air America was born, Andy joined, I was always about the only liberal, wasn't I? Tom Hartman occasionally now is included. And I think some of the standard liberals like...
I think Mike Webb.
Mike Webb?
Mike Webb, maybe Bernie Ward.
Bernie Ward, okay.
Maybe Ray Taliaferro. There were always a couple more. Alan Colmes, inexplicably, but yes, occasionally.
We were a small group, and but I don't go to those conventions anymore because I can't stand to be in the room with pigs like Sean Hannity. I knew Sean as well as you know anybody when he worked here in Atlanta. Crawling his way out of the slime by slithering up Newt Gingrich's body orifice. This Gallagher character, you know, we ran into him at the last a couple of conventions ago in New York, and these people, all of them, all of these big, ugly white men. I just don't get this. I don't get this. These are big, ugly, usually overweight. No, not that there's anything wrong with that, but they always are. They always look out of shape. So many of them are heavy smokers. They're drinkers. They're obnoxious bastards. Just it is so good to be working now at Air America, where the people are people that you know you'd like to hang out with, given a chance. I worked at so many radio stations where. Everybody from management on down were just I don't know, just people that you don't want to be around. They make you sick. And one of these conventions, boy, I'll tell you, you know, you ought to check Talkers Magazine's website. And when they're going to have one of those conventions, you ought to go. I mean, as long as you pay the fees, they don't give a damn who shows up. And just take a look at some of these people and listen to them. What a collection of just filth, utter absolute filth. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And this Gallagher character, oh, Jesus. Oh, and Dean in Connecticut sent me an email. Presley did not die today. He died on August 16th, 1977. You know, I can't go through one night without screwing something up. At least one thing, usually five or six. Thanks, Dean. A good broadcaster, Guy James, at the GuyJamesShow.com. Guy, G-U-I, or Guy, if you're French, GuyJamesShow.com. Apparently, he's going to be doing his show live from Crawford, Texas tomorrow. Our correspondent Clint in Dearborn, Michigan, sent me this. So, a guy used to substitute for me on the old IE America radio network. Remember that? He did just one time, and I like this man. I've never met him. We've talked on the phone, I think, haven't we, Kathy? Yeah, we've talked. Did we meet in D.C.? We never did? All right. Guy James. And you can listen to his program by logging on, GuyJamesShow.com. I'm sure you can do that. He's one of the few liberal broadcasters not associated with a network that's out there. And, you know, don't let me go down the list again. There's a handful of them, and God bless them. GuyJamesShow.com. So tune in tomorrow and listen. When's he on? You can go to his website and find out when he's on. I'm not sure what hour he's on, but check it out. From Arianna Huffington, after the Cindy as flip-flopper story was revealed as a very poorly done hatchet job, this is, remember, it was, the right-wing media put out that she had praised Bush. We had that quote on. Blitzer accused her of that, and Cindy explained that. Arianna writes, after the Cindy as flip-flopper story was revealed as a very poorly done hatchet job, a second load of sludge was quickly dumped. The ludicrous statement from the Sheehan family condemning Cindy's political motivations and publicity tactics. Where do I start, Arianna writes, with this piece of manufactured offal? The only name attached to the Sheehan family statement belongs to Sherry Quartarolo, who describes herself as Casey's aunt and godmother. Said I miss something? Since when does godmother outrank mother? What I really want to know is, how does Casey's second cousin twice removed feel about Cindy's vigil? How about his ex-brother-in-law's cleaning lady? The right-wing attacks on Cindy Sheehan, desperate, pathetic, and grasping at straws, expose much less about their target than about the attackers. I mean, trying to slime a grieving Gold Star mom because she is inconveniently questioning the reasons her son was sent off to die in Iraq? Why, that would be like trashing a much-decorated war hero or outing an undercover CIA agent. Oh, that's right. Never mind. How much longer can the Bushies get away with mauling the very values they profess to stand for before their supporters start getting wise to the fact that the only value they really value is power? Well, Arianna, to answer you, never. Bush supporters, the hardcore Christian, quotes around it, the hardcore right-wing thugs and totalitarians like Tom DeLay and his ilk, or Mike Gallagher, or the pig man's parrot, Sean Hannity, or the pig man's parrot's ventriloquist dummy, Alan Holmes, Combs, whatever the hell his name is, all these people, every single one of them, is so brain-dead, so out of any sort of space in their minds where they can still put together coherent thought at all is to render them just chunks of walking meat. That's all. I swear to God. Talking chunks of walking meat. They probably taste like pork if you were to... Oh, God. Come on, Malloy. Come on, Malloy. Oh, Jesus. I have something that somebody sent me here as soon as we take this next break. It's titled, What Fox Channel, News Channel, Would Have Done to Rosa Parks. It says, how would it have been in the Civil Rights era if Fox News Channel, Rush Limbaugh, Matt Drudge, and the rest of these of the gang were around back then? And I want you to hear this. This is from Funny Stuff. Who sent this to me? Well, see, you didn't sign your name. I could say what it says on your from line here, but that would give away your last name. So, anyway, thanks for sending it, and we'll talk about it when we come back right after this next break. Also, in response to an incredible number of demands from people listening to this program, yes, I'm going to read E.L. Doctorow's essay that first appeared in the East Hampton, New York Star, titled The Unfeeling President. It's not all that long, and enough of you have said, read this. I'm going to do it. Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America. Oh, and we're going to take your phone calls, too.
And I'm telling pre-September, I lean on in the loop to help them unremember. I was flying on UA-93. That shadow in the footage, it was probably me. I'm the rumor, I'm the doubt, I'm the lie. But you wouldn't stand near me if you didn't want to die. Everything you know is wrong. There's a verse missing out of the song. Everything you know is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
You're listening to The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes.
No cell phones in hiking.
Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Hey, handsome. Join me for breakfast.
I haven't missed one in 49 years.
Nothing should stop you from enjoying a day like this. Not even the fact that you're being treated for cancer.
Honey!
Just have to prune this one tree.
Now, there's a breakthrough in radiation treatment that can practically take side effects out of the picture. It's called TomoTherapy, and it's the newest and most advanced treatment there is.
Ready, Nancy?
Okay, Doc. Let's zap this tumor.
With unprecedented precision, TomoTherapy targets the cancer site with thousands of radiation beams from a full 360 degrees, delivering higher and potentially more curative doses of radiation to the tumor. We're Advanced Radiation Oncology Services in Nyack, New York, the only cancer facility in the Northeast offering TomoTherapy. Call 877-370-9700 or visit advancedros.com.
See you all tomorrow. Swim class can't start without the teacher.
Call 877-370-9700. Advanced ROS, an extension of your life.
This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. Hair salons, health clubs, coffee shops, pizza parlors. New York is a city of convenience. We love the fact that just about anything we want is right around the corner. Imagine how much energy it takes to run all of our delis, drugstores, dry cleaners, and laundromats. With everything that's available to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, small business is big business. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service, so New York is always open and ready to do business.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison, on it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find some great tips on using energy wisely every day.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates.
One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
It's 21 past the hour. Another correction. Boy, I'm just screwing up royally tonight. It's theguyjamesshow.com. He will be interviewing Cindy Sheehan tomorrow on his program, and you can get the audio link from his website. I left off the article, theguyjamesshow.com. Thanks, Dan. From Kent in Madison, Wisconsin, regarding Cindy Sheehan, it would seem that this administration is only willing to listen to physically and mentally helpless vegetating individuals that have been declared legally dead, like Terry Schiavo. That way, they really don't have to listen to anybody. They just speak for them. How is Terry Schiavo able to command the attention of the entire GOP, and the families of fallen soldiers are ignored and ridiculed? It is evident that these subhuman bastards prefer to preserve death over life. Well, yeah, the Kent and Madison. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Right-wingers, these Christian quotes around it, conservatives, they lust after death. The more death, the better. Remember what I've said to these people. Once the pile of dead bodies, whether they're children, adults, blacks, whites, Jew, Gentile, doesn't matter, when the pile of death and dead and corpses is high enough, these people believe that Jesus will be pleased and step out of heaven and slide down this moldering, decaying mountain of human flesh and come down here and rapture them all into hell. Oh, I hate them. God, I hate them. What Fox News would have done to Rosa Parks if it were O'Reilly? Rosa Parks claims she speaks for all of the African Americans in the South, but in fact we have found two African Americans who say they disagree with her. They say she's just trying to gain publicity and doesn't speak for anyone in her race. They would know, they're black. Sean Hannity? Could Rosa Parks be angling for a Senate run? What does she have to gain from her public stand? Coming up next, the incredible story of how this woman might be deceiving the whole country. Matt Drudge, we have found three members of the Parks family who say that Rosa doesn't speak for them, that in fact they're happy with the government of the state of Alabama. The uncles, stepbrother-in-law, and niece three times removed all agree that the better route is a dignified, respectful, silent reference to authority. Developing. Rush Limbaugh, we have just found information that before Rosa Parks sat in the front of the bus, there were numerous times she sat in the back of the bus. Aha! A flip-flopper! Drudge again. More stories on Rosa Parks' scandalous history of consistently sitting in the back of the bus before she changed her position, and instead she would only sit in the front of the bus. Developing. Michelle Malkin. I think I speak for the entire Parks family, and especially her children, when I say that they are so embarrassed by their mother who is making public spectacle of herself. Hannity. Rosa Parks has turned this whole so-called civil rights issue into a public circus. We have information that Ted Kennedy might have put her up to this. That amazing story when we come back. Alan Combs. You're right, Sean. I'm sorry. O'Reilly. The question to question the government of Alabama and implicitly the entire United States government by defying the political order like this has to be considered treasonous. Civil disobedience is a code word for I hate America. These people are criminals, simple criminals. It's ridiculous that they think they don't have to live by the same rules as the rest of us. Joe Scarborough. Yeah, whatever they said on Fox News Channel, well, I mostly agree with it. Limbaugh. What did I tell you, folks? These libs, like Parks, would rather live in France, where they can sit anywhere they want on the bus. They hate America. They want special privileges to be able to sit anywhere they want. They hide behind the color of their skin to try to undermine the country. Ann Coulter. Rosa Parks is a dyke. Wolf Blitzer. Dr. King, is it true that you support the liberal agitator Rosa Parks in her defiance of America? Can you confirm whether she has, in fact, sat in the back of the bus before? Do you think this makes her a flip-flopper? If she has been so inconsistent on this, how can we trust her on anything? Matt Drudge. My sources tell me that this might be the first time Rosa Parks has ever sat in the front of the bus. A whole life of sitting in the back of the bus. And now this woman claims all of a sudden she wants to sit in the front of the bus. Developing. O'Reilly. Unbelievable, just unbelievable, ridiculous, Hannity, incredible, Scarborough. What did they just say in unison? Flip-flopper, 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 flip-flopper. Blitzer. Ms. Parks left the bus in disgrace today after it was confirmed that some members of her family did not agree with her. She had ruined her credibility by working for the NAACP before the bus incident, and she had in fact sat in the back of the bus on previous occasions. Now, back to the emotionally wrenching story of the girl missing in...
I may be vile and pernicious.
Whoever wrote that is a damn genius.
I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you in the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. We're living in the age of BS. In politics, BS and spin have often been valued more than truth, but the Bush administration has taken it to new lows. Listening to this administration, it seems facts have ceased to matter entirely. Global warming? The vast scientific consensus is less important than what Exxon spin makers say. The war on terror? Going just fine, thank you. Karl Rove. Doesn't matter that Bush's brain exposed an undercover CIA agent for political payback. When folks dare to expose the spin, the right wing goes on the offensive. On this week's Mother Jones Radio, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman says, quote, if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that happens to be inconvenient for the Bush administration, then instantly you're a villain, a partisan hack, and probably corrupt, unquote. Hear more about it on this week's edition of Mother Jones Radio, archived online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at THVitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Jimmy Kimmel here with an important announcement about the Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson.
Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel for the Comedy Central Roast of Pamela Anderson this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central.
Pamela is the first woman Comedy Central has ever roasted and the least talented. Come celebrate her amazing body of terrible work.
The Comedy Central Roast of Pamela Anderson with Roastmaster Jimmy Kimmel this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
If you thought she got by Tommy Lee, wait till you see this.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Jerry Springer.
This is about people who are dying. Your own parents, your own kids, your own friends. They need help, all right? And they need as much research and as much help wherever it comes from. And maybe it's a young child today who doesn't have an illness, but in 20 years will. And if this research can help find a cure, then who the hell is any politician to say, I'm going to veto that bill?
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
26 before the hour. You know what's really funny here lately is the absolute paroxysms of pissiness that the right wing has put itself into because of the ad run by Narrow. That admittedly was a bit misleading about this thug that Bush has appointed to the Supreme Court. Huh? All the cries and screams about how it's full of lies and distortions, and these are the sons of bitches who put out the Swift Boat, the Swift Boat garbage ads on Kerry. This is the slime machine that constantly lies, constantly distorts, constantly, every day, border to border, coast to coast, for 3 hours. The pig man dumps lies and distortions and untruths and half-truths into America's ears. And Narrow comes out with a TV ad that does stretch it a bit, I have to admit. And these sons of bitches start yelling about distortion. The hypocrisy in this country is just almost as deep as the blood of American soldiers and Iraqi innocent civilians, right? Oh, man. E.L. Doctorow, the unfeeling president. I fault this president for not knowing what death is. He does not suffer the death of our 21-year-olds who wanted to be what they could be. On the eve of D-Day in 1944, General Eisenhower prayed to God for the lives of the young soldiers he knew were going to die. He knew what death was. Even in a justifiable war, a war not of choice but of necessity, a war of survival, the cost was almost more than Eisenhower could bear. But this president does not know what death is. He hasn't the mind for it. You see him joking with the press, peering under the table for the weapons of mass destruction he can't seem to find. You see him at rallies, strutting up to the stage in shirt sleeves, to the roar of the carefully screened crowd, smiling and waving, triumphal, a he-man. He does not mourn. He doesn't understand why he should mourn. He is satisfied during the course of a speech written for him to look solemn for a moment and speak of the brave young Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. But you study him, you look into his eyes, and you know he dissembles an emotion which he does not feel in the depths of his being because he has no capacity for it. He does not feel a personal responsibility for the 1,800 dead young men and women who wanted to be what they could be. They come to his desk not as youngsters, with mothers and fathers or wives and children who were suffered to the end of their days, a terribly torn fabric of familial relationships and the inconsolable remembrance of aborted life. They come to his desk as a political liability, which is why the press is not permitted to photograph the arrival of their coffins from Iraq. How, then, can he mourn? To mourn is to express regret, and he regrets nothing. He does not regret that his reason for going to war was, as he knew, unsubstantiated by the facts. He does not regret that his bungled plan for the war's aftermath has made of his mission accomplished a disaster. He does not regret that rather than controlling terrorism, his war in Iraq has licensed it. So he never mourns for the dead and crippled youngsters who have fought this war of his choice. He wanted to go to war, and he did. He had not the mind to perceive the costs of war, or to listen to those who knew those costs. He did not understand that you do not go to war when it is one of the options, but when it is the only option. You do not go to war because you want to, but because you have to. Yet this president knew it would be difficult for Americans not to cheer the overthrow of a foreign dictator. He knew that much. The president and his supporters would seem to have a mind for only one thing, to take power, to remain in power, and to use that power for the sake of themselves and their friends. A war will do that as well as anything. You become a wartime leader. The country gets behind you. Dissent becomes inappropriate. And so he does not drop to his knees. He is not contrite. He does not sit in the church with the grieving parents and wives and children. He is the president who does not feel. He does not feel for the families of the dead. He does not feel for the 35 million of us who live in poverty. He does not feel for the 40% who cannot afford health insurance. He does not feel for the miners whose lungs are turning black, or for the working people he has deprived of the chance to work overtime at time and a half to pay their bills. It is amazing for how many people in this country this president does not feel. But he will dissemble feeling. He will say in all sincerity he is relieving the wealthiest 1% of the population of their tax burden for the sake of the rest of us. and that he is polluting the air we breathe for the sake of our economy, and that he is decreasing the quality of air in coal mines to save the coal miners' jobs, and that he is depriving workers of their time and a half benefits for overtime because this is actually a way to honor them by raising them into the professional class. And this litany of lies he will versify with references for God and the flag and democracy, when just what he and his party are doing to our democracy is choking the life out of it. But there is one more terribly sad thing about all of this. I remember the millions of people here and around the world who marched against the war. It was extraordinary, that spontaneous, aroused oversoul of alarm and protest that transcended national borders. Why did it happen? After all, this was not the only war anyone had ever seen coming. There are little wars all over the world most of the time. But the cry of protest was the appalled understanding of millions of people that America was ceding its role as the last best hope of mankind. It was their perception that the classic archetype of democracy was morphing into a rogue nation. The greatest democratic republic in history was turning its back on the future, using its extraordinary power and standing not to advance the ideal of a concordance of civilizations, but to endorse the kind of tribal combat that originated with the Neanderthals, a people now extinct who could imagine ensuring their survival by no other means than preemptive war. The president we get is the country we get. With each president, the nation is conformed spiritually. He is the artificer of our malleable national soul. He proposes not only the laws, but the kinds of lawlessness that govern our lives and invoke our responses. The people he appoints are cast in his image. The trouble they get into and get us into is his characteristic trouble. Finally, the media amplify his character into our moral weather report. He becomes the face of our sky, the conditions that prevail. How can we sustain ourselves as the United States of America, given the stupid and ineffective war-making, the constitutionally insensitive law-giving, and the monarchical economics of this president? He cannot mourn, but is a figure of such moral vacancy as to make us mourn for ourselves. The novelist E.L. Doctorow, who wrote this actually a year ago, and the only thing I altered in it at the time, the number he had of dead, was 1,000. And now it's beyond 1,800. This is all over the map. Don't ask me to send it to you or post it, or you can find it yourself. E.L. Doctorow's The Unfeeling President. Okay, we got time for, will it fit right here? Okay, it's Good News Week, Truth Seekers. Good News Week. Here's the montage of some of the, quote, high points, close quote, of this week in the United States of America.
The energy bill makes practical reforms to the oil and gas permitting process to encourage new exploration. The more supply, the more reliable your gasoline will be. Every time we use a homegrown fuel, we'll be going to help our farmers. Someday a president is going to pick up the crop report, and they're going to say we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy. On Iran, I can't remember the first four questions you asked on the question, but we have made strong exceptions. We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop any kind of program that would allow them to enrich uranium.
Nothing has changed. Sometimes they say it first, and sometimes they say it second. When they say it second, then the glass is half empty. When they say it first, the glass is half full. I have no idea. I've never heard of it until this morning. How can you know? You only know what you know. There's nothing changed.
God, I hate him. I hate that bastard. I mean, that son of a bitch has got to resign. I mean, that's what he is.
He's using our troops who are brave and honorable and good in a dishonorable cause, and that's the occupation of a country that was no threat to the United States of America.
I grieve for every death. It breaks my heart to think about a family weeping over the loss of a loved one. I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place. Clearly, my position has been clear, and the position of this government is clear. Our mission in Iraq is a vital mission. The mission is one that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
I'm asking him to tell me what is the noble cause my son died for.
It's a really long question.
Stop using my son's sacrifice to continue the killing.
I sympathize with Mrs. Sheehan. She feels strongly.
My son should still be alive. You know, tens of thousands of other innocent people should be alive.
I also have heard the voices of those saying, pull out now. And I thought about their cry. Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. You know, the United States is weak.
I don't want any more children to die.
This kind of behavior borders on treasonous.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today?
What's the weather like today?
It's good news
week. God, you know, when you hear that stuff in montage form, and you realize that all of that was packed into the past week, and what every one of those comments really represented, from the asinine psychotic ravings of Rumsfeld to the frustration now that even the I-Man is starting to feel about Rumsfeld. The son of a bitch, he needs to be impeached! You know, I like that. I like that, Don. I like that. To the contrived back and forth that was kind of shocking between Cindy Sheehan and George Bush, huh? It's amazing what you can do with an editing disc. Time for a break yet? There it is. All right. We are going to take a break here. We'll be back, finish up this hour, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. So stick around. We have lots of time for lots of phone calls. Phone number here, by the way, is 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Another pretzel near my throat. My brother Jeff in Florida will oversee the count. The Supreme Court will decide if we don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me. I have come to teach the world about democracy. I'm running on the legs of responsibility. So if you love me or you hate me, don't misunderestimate me. Don't misunderestimate me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's called post-inauguration stress disorder. If you've got it, you know it. There are no drugs to relieve it, but there is a treatment. And right now, the treatment is free. It's The Nation, America's hottest, whitest red journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation. Not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant, no White House spin, just the straight dope on George W. Bush and company. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free four-issue mini-subscription. Here it is at last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. After 4 weeks, you can bail. Just write cancel on the invoice. But we predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com. Or call 800-999-6863.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 7 minutes before the hour. Let's see if we can squeeze some calls in here. Mamie is calling from Minneapolis, or is it Marnie? Mamie?
It's Mamie.
Mamie. Hi, Mamie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I was about to send you an email.
That you had been on hold for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That
That's
happens.
Okay.
That happens.
Okay. It's just my husband wants some of my time, too. You know how that goes.
Why? What the hell does he want your time for?
You know, and I know you really do your best to let everybody talk, so I was trying to be patient and everything.
Well, bless
and
your heart, here you are.
I understand that when I said that I wanted to talk about the protests coming up, you know, 24th through the 26th, it doesn't seem like it's related to the show at all, so, you know, I realized I should have said a little bit more. What I was responding to was a comment that someone was saying, you know, if Democrats don't get out and support Cindy and don't do this and don't do that, and I've been hearing kind of a consistent theme coming up with that, and it kind of gets to me because I think that when we talk about each other that way, we're buying into the refug agenda because it's just dividing our party, and anything that divides a party, I think, is likely to kill it. I think we need every Democrat, every progressive, every independent, even every reasonable Republican who's sick of their party, you know, to get together and get these goons out of office and stay with us to fix the damage. There's just so much that needs to be done. And the march that's being scheduled, well, there's a whole protest weekend and so many different things are coming together. But preliminary numbers that I've seen are like 100,000 and 200,000 people. And so when people wonder, well, why didn't people go to Atlanta? Why didn't people go over to see Cindy? It's like, I can't afford to take time off of work that many times. I've stretched myself as far as I can to make sure I get to D.C. You know, I stayed up last night till 4 a.m. to make sure I sent Cindy as much support as I could. You know, I mean, doing everything I can. And there's people that are working two and three jobs just to survive. And, you know, when I hear people say, well, why aren't Democrats doing more? And it's like, my goodness, we're battling on so many different fronts, fighting as hard as we can and trying to maintain our sanity. It's just, you know, I mean, we can't take time off our jobs all that time or we'll get canned. And then, you know, who's going to support the party?
Right. Well, you know, I agree with everything you're saying. However, here's what I think. Bush has single-handedly set in motion the elements necessary to destroy this country permanently, destroy our society, destroy our freedoms, everything. I mean, just bring it all crashing down. He has his reasons for wanting to do that, most of which are the reasons of someone who is totally, totally mentally disturbed and still addicted to something. However, I truly believe that the primary goal of every activist in this country, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, is to get these bastards out of office.
That's right.
I think the way to get them out of office is first and foremost to point out, through massive numbers of people showing up for a demonstration, the criminality of this filthy war. This is an impeachable offense, what he did. Because of that, I think every single issue, as critical as they are, every other issue, as critical as they all are, has got to be put aside. The single, for the time being, until this crime family is removed from office. Because if it is not removed from office, all these other issues will just never, ever, ever be addressed, ever. So that's why I am so insistent in my own mind and heart, and anybody else who gives a damn about what I think or what I feel, I'm insistent that the demonstration, the 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C., has got to be single-minded and focused like a laser.
Bring out your impeachment petitions and
there you go.
Everything.
Absolutely. Mamie, we got a break. Thanks. Now, take care of your husband.
I will.
All right. Do it right. You take care.
Do it right or seem horrible competition.
On Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
As a realtor, Linda Norton from Colorado sells houses for a living, but providing affordable housing is what she really loves.
I just really appreciate that she had the vision and the courage to make this a reality.
Thanks to Linda's efforts, over 50 senior citizens have a new affordable place to call home.
The code of ethics for me is the center of being a realtor. It's what makes sure that we're doing the best we can for the people that we serve.
Across the country, realtors are making their communities a better place to live. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
Hey, what's good in my
ask for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mom's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Chilling new details from the September 11th attacks caught on tape. The tapes detail the FDNY's communication regarding people trapped in Tower 1.
1084. We're getting reports on the 104th floor, back room, 25 to 30 people trapped. I also have the 103rd floor, northwest room, 103, with people trapped also. I have the 83rd floor with people trapped as well.
Hours of recorded emergency response as well as portions of interviews with firefighters were released by the FDNY Friday. The department was forced to release the information after it lost a lawsuit filed by the New York Times and the families of victims of the attacks under the state's Freedom of Information Act. The national terrorism alert level has been lowered to elevated from high for buses, subways, and trains. The threat level dropped Friday evening after rush hour, which stood before the bombings in Britain. Many large cities did not wait for the federal government declaration last month to boost armed patrols and train and subway systems in their cities, and several will maintain them beyond tonight. The head of the local FBI says a terrorist threat that mentioned Chicago came from sources that aren't credible or reliable. Special Agent in Charge Robert Grant says, quote, "We get terrorist threats all of the time."
This terrorist threat came in, was released to the law enforcement system, got out in the public. It's information that's derived from sources that we deem to be non-credible, not reliable.
The threats reportedly mentioned the possibility of terrorists using fuel trucks to attack targets in New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles. Grant says, quote, "Whenever bad guys talk about doing something to the United States, they always mention New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. It's like their list." British Airways is scrambling to reschedule hundreds of flights and tens of thousands of passengers now that union workers have ended their brief sympathy strike. It all began when employees of a contractor that supplies food to the airline walked off their jobs after a series of layoffs were announced. Union workers for British Airways at London's Heathrow Airport then walked out in a show of support, grounding the airline's London operations. Stranded travelers there were told to stay at their hotels and telephone the airline rather than camp out at the airport while schedules were rebuilt. 1 year ago, Floridians were hunkered down as Hurricane Charley ripped through the southwest corner of the state, doing an estimated $15 billion worth of damage. Charley was the first of four hurricanes that hit the state last year, and Governor Jeb Bush says there have been big changes since then.
A week before August 13th last year, my biggest concern was hurricane amnesia. So many people moved into the state and never experienced one. They didn't sense the power and the damage that could be done. That's not a problem anymore.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency spent more than $100 million in the recovery effort, but the damage has not been undone. There are still more than 500 families living in FEMA trailers in Punta Gorda, and they have 6 more months to repair their old homes or find new ones. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump, fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, have you wondered why you keep hearing the same songs on the radio over and over and over again? Well, Elliot Spitzer and the chairman of the FCC want to know, too. There has been an official payola probe open.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my goodness.
Join us this week as we sit down with a special invited panel of guests as we cover this topic. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
We'll be there.
Welcome back. It is 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls. Stephen is calling from Miami Beach, Florida. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, Stephen.
Okay. First point that I wanted to make real quick, I wanted to mention something that a lot of people don't think about or even know about, but Dwight D. Eisenhower stated in his final State of the Union address about mm-hmm. the dangers of the military-industrial complex.
Right.
A lot of people who vote today either don't know about that or don't think about it. But if they hear about it often enough, maybe they'll think about what he was talking about. That's something that would be very effective and important because, as you know, he was a very prominent historical figure, someone who is generally regarded as a hero in American history. Now, the second point I wanted to make, and I'll try to make this quick also, has to do with something that you did very effectively 3 weeks ago, I believe it was 3 weeks ago, on a Friday night, when you compared the Patriot Act with a certain piece of, I guess you could call it Nazi legislation. Do you know
right,
what the name
right.
that was again?
Yeah, the German Enabling Act, I believe it was called.
Right. It was very effective. If you or even the other shows on Air America could sometimes air at least part of that or all of that, it's very effective. That particular segment, and I mean this, Mike, is not only possibly the best segment on any show you ever had, but it might even be the best segment, most important segment on any talk show ever. This is what I believe. It's even worthy, in my opinion, being used in the 2008 Democratic Convention. At least this is what I feel.
Well, I appreciate that. About the only way that people can hear that again, though, is to go to whiteRoseSociety.org. I don't even remember what date I did that, but that's where all of our programs are archived. But all right, I appreciate what you said, Stephen. Thanks a lot.
Do you have the ability for yourself to get a tape of that? So if you
no.
want, you could pull, what?
No, I wish I did. But look, everything that we do on this program. We do it once and it just kind of flies off into space or cyberspace and it's gone forever. I know I shouldn't do that. I should keep track of stuff, but I don't.
How about Air America?
No, they wouldn't have anything either.
All right, because that was a very effective segment.
Yeah, a lot of people told me that. Stephen, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. If people want that, they can go to, thanks a lot, Stephen. People can go to White Rose Society and try to find it. Yeah, we should. You know, I guess we should do that. We should make things available. Most legitimate talk show hosts do. But you know, my you want me to tell you why I don't save stuff and archive stuff. Thank God for Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Otherwise, everything we do would just be gone. But I don't do it because I guess I understand that everything is very temporal. You know, and I do something on this program at night. That is fun or entertaining or vicious or blasting or memorable or whatever, you know. And Kathy and I talk about on the ride home. We have about a 15-20 minute ride home at 1:30 in the morning, you know, with the kid asleep and usually nursing. I gotta quit talking about your boobs. I know. We talk about the program a little bit. We don't talk very much on the way home because usually both of us are pretty keyed up. But, and you know, Kathy will say, that was a good program tonight. And I'll say, yeah, how, why, what made it good? And then she'll tell me. And I'll say, oh, okay, that's cool. And it's gone, and that's it, it's gone. And this is weird, but when I do a show on Monday night, on Tuesday morning, I really don't remember what we did. And I guess it's because I just feel that everything is impermanent. Nothing's permanent. Okay, build a monument. The Washington Monument, even that's not permanent. Mount Rushmore, it's not permanent. Nothing's permanent. And the least permanent of everything on the planet is a radio program, right? There's no permanency to it. There's no form or shape. Nothing. It's nothing. It's sounds. That we interpret as words. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. And that's why I have a very difficult time when we go furniture shopping, which we occasionally do. Kathy will say, you know, let's go buy a couch. And my first answer is why? You know why? Because you know, and I get this image, kind of time lapse photography of the couch. Sitting there and slowly decaying and moldering away and turning into dust and disappearing. Now, that would take a long time, you know, maybe, what, 100 years, 200 years? But I kind of see things that way. I see nothing is permanent. Everything is a flow. Everything is just a light on a screen. You know, there it goes. So, Stephen, that's a long way of saying. We don't save anything. I don't remember anything about this program. It's extemporaneous. It's immediate. It's in the here and now, and it's gone. Boom, gone. And I'm not trying to be a smartass with you here. I'm just saying that we don't keep anything. We don't save anything. We don't archive anything. Again, thank God for Ben Birch, for people who can't stay up late and want to hear the show, but hear it the next day. God, that was a long answer. Never mind. Brendan is calling from Dallas, Texas. Brendan. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I want to know what your thoughts on the...
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Yes, I want to know what your thoughts is on the lack of coverage by the media on the Abel Danger scandal. Hello?
Yeah, on the what now?
The Abel Danger scandal.
Okay, right. What is it that you want to know?
1999 when the military... inside a cell.
Yeah, I know. What's the question you want me to answer? And I'll try to answer it, Brendan.
I want to know what's your thoughts on the lack of coverage by the media. Why are they?
I don't know. I have no idea. All this information,
because they don't want to criticize Clinton.
No. It has nothing to do with Clinton. It has to do with this information being handed over to the Bush crime family. Clinton did everything he could. People who blew up the Trade Tower the first time are now in prison. People who attacked the U.S. Navy ship in the Middle East are in prison. People who what else? Just about everybody who attacked this country on Clinton's watch is in prison. Okay, so this has nothing to do with Clinton. This has to do with Bush. All this information was turned over to the Bush crime family. The Bush crime family didn't want to know any of this because it would have interfered with their plan to allow this country to be attacked so that they could do what they've done. Okay? That's my best answer. Thanks. I appreciate it, Brendan. Thanks for checking in, pal. Mike is calling from Denton, Texas. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Hey, real quick, I'll give a shout-out. Folks in Denton who want to caravan down to Crawford tomorrow, the Denton Peace House is gathering together at 9 in the morning at the courthouse.
All right, super.
If you need a ride, hop on or bring your car, and everyone's going to travel down for the day and show a little support to Cindy.
All right, that's good.
Good. Hey, earlier you started the show talking about some lady from Chicago who's on CNN.
Yeah.
Talking about how she would gladly send another child.
Right.
You know, there's a human condition or theory behind how this happens, cognitive dissonance.
Right. Did you just send me that email?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I just read it. Right.
Yeah.
About the fox and the grapes.
Yeah.
The fable of the fox and the grapes. I can't reach the grapes. Out of hell with them. They're all probably sour anyway.
Exactly. You know,
yeah. It
happens because people cannot accept the reality. It's so far from where they are, and they will either change their belief or they will just discount the information they're getting.
Yeah. I agree. You're absolutely right. Thanks, Mike. I got a boogie. Thanks a lot. Here comes the music. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
For absolutely no gain, and for all of those who will be wandering in this space, they will be stuck between a rock and a hard, hard place. Mothers in arms, what would you do?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500. Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. Jesus, Malloy, go to sleep. Mary is calling from Texas. Hey, Mary, welcome to the program. Yo, Mary.
Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Okay, I'm really enjoying your show tonight. I mean, it's always good, but it's extra special tonight. I really liked that piece on Paul Wellstone. He was a fine man.
Yes, he was.
And, rest in peace. I think probably the same thing happened to Mel Carnahan too.
Probably.
Anyway, you know how the cream is supposed to rise to the top of the milk? Well, it seems like our leaders in this country are not the cream; they're the pond scum.
Yeah, that's that's
and
the
it's
truth.
Really disturbing to me. I've been wanting to go to Crawford to stand with Cindy Sheehan. That's so important and. My husband won't let me go because, you know, when you said earlier that you were ready to arm yourself, and this is kind of how I feel, and he's afraid that I would go and get in trouble. I mean, not that I would take any arms, but I have a short fuse where this government is concerned.
And oh, I understand perfectly. Oh, my God.
So I'm not allowed to go, but all my love and best wishes go out to those people. I just...
Well, trust me on this. My wife won't allow me to go.
Yeah. I have the same problem.
Yeah.
And I've been doing something that is really kind of foreign to me. I'm not a militia type, right? But I've been busy collecting seeds and buying survival type stuff because I figure that one of these days when they raise gas just a little too high, or they bring another terrorist attack against us,
mm-hmm.
or, I mean, our own government does,
right.
or they let loose the plague on us or something, that a lot of us are going to be living out in the wilderness. And I just, this is something I worry about a lot, and I just, I don't know.
Did you ever think you'd have to feel this way? You know, the only time I ever felt this way, even remotely, like what you're describing, is back during the hottest days of the Cold War. Back when, I can remember when I was in elementary school, we started young, the duck and cover routines. And over the course of my life and all of my children, we always lived under the threat of nuclear annihilation, nuclear winter, nuclear death, nuclear destruction, to the point almost that it became assimilated into day-to-day consciousness to the extent that we didn't even think about it. It was just always there. It was in the back of our minds. We might be annihilated. And it just disappeared. In the early stages of all that, and I go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, that's when I first thought, oh, my God, that's the first time I ever bought a gun. And learn how to fire it. And the only time I have felt like that is since this thug Bush has taken control. So the only thing I would add to I'm sure I don't need to do this, but the only thing I would add to your list of necessary steps is to make sure you understand and know how to fire a weapon, two or three different types, not just a handgun, but rifle and shotgun too.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, I never thought I would ever say that on a radio program of mine, advise people to learn how to fire a weapon, but you got to know how to do it. You just have to.
I agree. It's very important now, and it's a shame, you know. I have grandchildren, and my biggest worry is that not only will they not have a decent future, that they may have no future at all.
Oh, Jesus.
It just makes me crazy.
I know.
You know, because these people are not just trying to dominate the rest of the world. They're trying to destroy their own country. They're trying to destroy the United States of America. And I hate them for it. I hate them.
I hear you, Mary.
And God bless you, Malloy, for I know you don't believe in God, but you know, if I can't believe in that, you know, there's nothing else to believe in.
I understand.
But I thank you so much for your constant battle on the radio with the powers that be, because they are so strong and they are so fierce. I mean, look what they did to Wellstone and Carnahan and who knows who else, you know, and stay safe.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mary. And don't ever feel you're alone. There are millions of people who feel the same way you do. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, Mary. Have a peaceful weekend. That's all I can say. I can't believe that I think the thoughts I think and hear from other Americans, whether it's email or phone calls, that feel this sense of ugliness. You know, I've got grandchildren, too, and I happen to have a child who's younger than my grandchildren, so it kind of puts me in a hell of a situation thinking about... I look at Molly, and I think, you know, she's a year and a couple of weeks old, and I think about her future, and I just, you know, oh, God. We've got to get it back, Truth Seekers. We have to get our country back. We have to get our country back out of the clutches of these evil bastards.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Are you tired of guessing when it comes to your ovulation cycle? Tired of using messy, expensive tests to determine your fertility period? Whether you're trying to get pregnant or not, Ovatel is for you. Ovatel is the first saliva-based ovulation test kit that doesn't use a battery. Ovatel is a clinically tested, non-invasive, reusable device that uses a small amount of saliva to detect your ovulation cycle. Determining your fertility period through a saliva test is 98% accurate, with results in minutes. Ovatel is just as efficient as a urine test, but without the mess. Plus, one Ovatel device lasts a lifetime. Ovatel is your affordable, portable, no fuss, no mess, no nonsense, discreet solution to detecting your ovulation cycle. It's been used in Europe for years and is now available in the U.S. So take charge of your ovulation cycle and call Ovatel toll-free now.
Call now, 1-800-505-5849. That's 1-800-505-5849. 1-800-505-5849.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house. Could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Catherine Lanfer. Each week I bring you Liberal Arts. It's an intimate hour of music and conversation with your favorite singer-songwriters, actors, authors, and comedians, taped in front of a live audience. This Saturday, we'll enjoy some Soviet kitsch with singer-songwriter Regina Spektor and author of The Egyptologist, Arthur Phillips.
And I won't be there.
Join me, Catherine Lanfer, this Saturday for Liberal Arts on Air America Radio.
Your host for a Pian's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Well, I want one of those, a Pian's Future. Margaret in Orlando emails in, Mike, don't you suspect Chertoff lowered the threat level today just so he can elevate it at a time when they absolutely have to determine that Cindy Sheehan is a national threat? I didn't even know it had been lowered. What is it now, Kathy? Do you know, is it purple, maroon, green, beige, mauve, apricot, piss yellow? What is it? I have no idea. Okay. Thanks, Margaret. This is from Lance. To build on the cognitive dissonance discussion, I believe that Rove and Bush have morphed the idea that since a Christian has faith in God, and since Bush says he is a Christian, that if you doubt Bush or criticize Bush, you are doubting God, and therefore you are not being a good Christian. In other words, Bush supporters are in desperate denial of what everyone else sees. These supporters seem to think that God will strike them dead if they don't continue to support Bush. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Oh, my God. All right, where are we? Mike is calling from South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's good to talk to you again.
My pleasure, sir.
Hey, I got a couple of things to say. First of all, I want to address a little something to Mary and tell her that basically don't be scared, just get prepared. Yeah, Bush is probably going to take this thing into the garbage can, and then there's almost no doubt about that. But turn that fear into something constructive.
Yeah.
And just get prepared because, you know, we're liable to face something if we don't change this very soon, and it's looking harder and harder all the time. And to Stephen, who was talking about the shows, I do a lot of this myself. I'll take some of your best shows, Mike,
mm-hmm.
Some of your best, you know, rants, and some from Mike Papantonio. I sent you an email earlier about E.L. Doctorow. I've got his show on MP3.
Uh-huh.
He actually recorded that letter.
Oh, you sent me that email? Yeah. I didn't know he had. I'm sure he read it better than I did. But
Marty Kaplan did that on What Else Is News.
Oh, really?
Way back before the election. And you know what I do is I take these things and I take the MP3s and I put them on CDs, and I leave them. I do work traveling around three states.
Uh-huh.
And I leave them at different places, like rest areas and stuff where people can pick them up. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these things are really powerful, and that one of E.L. Doctorow's is a really powerful one.
You leave them places where people find, well, Mike, you're a terrorist.
yeah, that's probably what it is. But you know, those two things. Tell Stephen also that aside from the White Rose Society, your show's also archived over at Air America Place.
I've had several people send that to me tonight too.
Yeah, they've got 230 something episodes of your show.
Okay. Yeah, and like a moron, I had no idea about this. I guess I missed the inner office memo that explained all this. Now that's not an Air America entity.
It
I think
is
that is. I don't know how it's connected to Air America.
Yeah, that's a totally separate thing, but they
right.
do archive all of the shows on Air America.
Yes, they do.
AirAmericaPlace.com, and at the top of the page it says Archives. You can go click on that and go pick the show you want and get the information off of it. But what I originally called you about was this pig Mike Gallagher. he was here. You know, I'm just across the state line from Georgia. I'm not far from you. I could probably throw a rock and hit you. You know.
Yeah.
But he was over here in Greenville. And he was doing drumming up this Marshall Tucker band to, basically.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, to counteract the Dixie Chicks.
And I actually ambushed him on the radio, and you know, the day after the the show, because
right.
you know, the Dixie Show was a great success. And I, and, you know, when I called in, I acted like I was going to talk about the Marshall Tucker Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it just renewed my faith in humanity. You know, all the people that actually showed up for the Dixie Chicks concert.
How quickly did you get cut off?
Just right after I said that.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is such a pig. I mean, he really is. I mean, he was there just trying to whip everybody into a patriotic frenzy. He had, supposedly had tractor trailer trucks full of food and clothes he was sending to help the military people, you know.
Well, you know, the best way he might be able to help the military is take his four sons, give them all a good ass-whipping, and tell them to get down to the recruiting office and sign up.
Man, I agree with you 100%, but, I mean, he is really the consummate pig. He really is.
Yeah, Gallagher is a bad guy. Glenn Beck is another one. There's so many of these right-wing talk show hosts. I've never heard anything like this in my life. It seems like syndicators and radio station programmers and anyone who is responsible for putting voices on the air decided to go for the lowest common denominator, the filth, the slime, the real America haters, the people who really despise this country, and attack it under the guise of supporting it. And, you know, I've said a million times, and I'm sure you feel the same way, you know, I'll take a hater face up, but don't be a hypocrite with me. You know what I'm saying? I hate hypocrisy. I hate hypocrisy.
I know exactly what you're saying. This Mike Gallagher, he really is a pig. In fact, you know, they were trying to, you know, to get people to turn in their Dixie Chicks concert tickets for the Marshall Tucker tickets, and I called again and got on the air with one of the other personalities and said, hey, you know, I'll donate to your cause. I'll buy all those Dixie Chicks tickets that people turn in and send veterans over to the Marshall Tucker concert or whatever they wanted to do.
You are a terrorist.
You know, it's just one of those things. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
You know? I hear you. Mike, thanks for checking in, pal.
You're doing the job, Mike.
I appreciate it. You take care. You have a nice evening. Thanks a lot for checking in. Yeah, Mike's a good caller.
I want to know why Mike hates America.
Oh, stop. Yeah, that's what it gets down to, doesn't it? This Gallagher character. Where did the, you know, it's very easy to say these were the boys that carried the pocket protectors back when they were in high school and got their asses kicked every day at PE, but you know, it's deeper than that. I just can't get my mind around these people. I really can't. Any more than I can get my mind around these so-called Christians, especially people like Dobson, who recommend that you show your son your penis so that your son doesn't become gay. I mean, where do these people come from? What rocks do they climb out from under? People like Karl Rove, people like George Bush, people like Gallagher and Hannity and Limbaugh and all of these people. I don't understand.
I think the thing that disturbs me the most about the Cindy Sheehan, anti-Cindy Sheehan
right.
people, they're picking, they're just bullies. I mean, don't these men have nothing better to do than go attack some 48-year-old woman?
Whose son has been
murdered?
Yeah.
I mean, that's their idea of a good time?
Well, you know, I can understand the bullies doing that. What I can't, because that's the nature of a bully. A bully is essentially a coward. Mike Gallagher would turn tail and run the first time a man stood in his face and said, "You son of a bitch, you come anywhere near me, I'm gonna deck you." That's the nature of a bully. What I don't understand though are the people that sign on, that get on the bus with this thug. Is it a Democratic Underground? They've got some pictures up now on one of the threads of these people getting off the bus with Mike Gallagher. You know, all these white people and their T-shirts and their flags. And I think to myself, you dumb sons of bitches, don't you understand what you're doing? So a pig like Gallagher, he's easy to understand. He's a bully. He's abusive. Jesus. But the people who sign on with the Gallaghers or the Limbaughs or the Hannitys or the Becks, those are the ones I don't understand. I cannot. I mean, I'm not saying they have to be liberals or they have to be progressives or they have to be Democrats, but aren't they human? Isn't there something inside them that says, you know, what this president did is simply wrong? You don't lie a country into a war. That's not hard. That's not difficult to understand. I mean, there's nothing complex about that sentence. You don't lie a country into war. So I can't understand what these people who think they're being patriotic when they swill up to a pig like Gallagher and get on a bus and go counter demonstrate, as they put it. A woman who made more of a sacrifice than these cowardly bastards would ever make. I'll tell you what, Gallagher, contribute one of your sons, you hypocritical son of a bitch. Pick one. Let the angel of death fly over your house and pick one. God. I can't stand it, Kathy. I can't stand it. I've got to stop here or I'm going to say something that's going to cost me my broadcast license. Do you have some break music? We're coming up on a break anyway. Can you start it now? Because I've got to stop.
We try to hustle and try to bust and try to cuss them. The cops want some to bust down on Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another wall, another towel. And I'm where the homeless at their homes. So we pray within a different God that there are flowers. But we call religion our friends. We're so worried about the saving our souls. Afraid that God will take us so that we forget to begin. But
I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Why is everybody so afraid of drugs? Man, they afraid of what's a drug gonna do to us. Why gonna feed me in no cup?
It's about 9 before the hour. Jesus, aren't you glad it's Friday evening? Whoa! Thanks to our New York crew, program engineered in that city by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. By the way, happy birthday to Jason Isaac. If you call the program tonight, well, it's too late now. Forget it. Happy birthday to Jason. David Fizikas is our associate producer, and he's the one who answers your calls. Thank you, David. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program, along with his competitor, Air America Plays. Mark Marshall is our personal webmaster at MaximumInteractive.com. And Jim in Arkansas, our main man, is our music bureau chief. Our main woman is Kathy Bay, who is the executive producer of this program. What's the difference between a producer and an executive producer? I've always wanted to ask that.
Well, I'm lactating, and I don't think David is. And let me think of some other things.
Never mind. Jesus, why do I ask? Why do I ask? I've been with her for 10 years. I should know better. Jeff is calling from Chicago. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jeff.
I know you don't have a lot of time. I just want to say thanks for being one of the first people to talk about Cindy Sheehan. And if I could have a few seconds. Happy birthday, David Isaacs.
No, it's...
That was okay. Close.
That
though.
Was close. That was good. That was good.
What was it? I'm going to get it right.
Jason Isaac.
Jason Isaac.
David Fizikas is our associate producer and handles the phone calls. Sorry. Jason Isaac is the engineer who makes sure that we stay broadcastable.
And we both thank you.
No problem. I'll call in some other time, Mike. I just wanted to say thanks for being ahead of the media we have.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Good evening.
You too. Take care. Robin is calling from Minnesota. Robin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Robin. How about you?
Well, I'm fine. I was listening earlier about that stuff about Paul Wellstone, and I didn't catch it all. I didn't catch the name of the book.
The name of the book is... Oh God, where is it, Kathy? What'd they do with the?
I believe it's called American Assassination, but it is linked at our website at MikeMalloy.com.
Okay. I can get it there. I just want, you know, anytime they don't want somebody, they get rid of them. You know.
Yeah.
And they have no conscience or anything. And you can just about count on it that somebody's going to disappear, that they don't, that's getting too close to taking away their goodies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to be in Crawford, Texas, but I can't afford to go there. My whole family, we used to go on marches, but my grandmother used to send me on marches. I told you before, another time I called, that my first march was in Washington, D.C. when I was 14.
Well, if I may be so bold as to suggest that wanting to be there, Robin, puts you there in spirit, okay?
Oh, so, yeah.
So you're
definitely
there. Yeah, you're there.
Definitely. My grandmother isn't with us anymore, you know, and she used to send me to marches all over the country to march, and she said, go march for me. So I'd go representing a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And that's what people are doing there. For every person that is in Crawford, there's at least 20 to 30 people that they're representing, I bet.
Or 20 to 30,000.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Or
yep.
200 to 300,000. I hear you loud and clear.
Exactly.
Robin, thanks for checking in, all right?
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. And hi, Kathy.
Kathy is smiling. Take care. You have a nice evening. From Ken in Vacaville, California. Hi, Mike. I was on hold for over an hour and a half and got disconnected. I'm from Vacaville and 100% behind Cindy. Fox Network was saying tonight that Vacaville is a liberal city. This is far from the truth because Vacaville is a conservative town. It's a military town. Travis Air Force Base. I thought this was a joke, calling the Vacaville people a left-wing town. I was hoping to talk to your audience and tell them to check out David Icke, DavidIcke.com, for the truth about why our country is in the state that it is. Sincerely, Ken, and his last name in Vacaville. Yeah, somebody else told me that in the sliming, the attempt to slime and denigrate and belittle and slash and burn Cindy Sheehan. And let me say to you right-wing bastards, you'll never do it. Cindy Sheehan has more courage and strength and honor and decency in her little finger than Mike Gallagher has in his entire bloated, filthy body. And that stands for all of you right-wingers. You know, damn you all to hell, because none of you have the courage God gave a pissant. You really don't. You really don't. You're cowards. Cindy Sheehan represents all that's good in this country, all that's left that's good in this country, and you right-wingers represent, you conservatives represent everything that's foul and disgusting and dead and decaying. And I hate you for it. I really do hate you for it. Oh, is it time to go? I was just getting into one of my famous I hate you right-wingers rants.
And on that note, everyone have a lovely, happy, beautiful weekend.
Except the right-wingers. You conservatives, burn in hell! I'll see you Monday night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. Oh, and by the way, have a great weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are.
On Air America Radio.
Musicians, it takes months of planning with top manufacturers, Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Mackie, to bring you deals with savings big enough,
exclusive rebates,
discounts drastic enough,
price drops,
free add-ons,
markdowns
massive enough, so we can truly say the wait for the largest savings event of the year is over.
It's Guitar Center's 41st anniversary extravaganza. Save 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. Celebration savings starts Friday. Don't miss it.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and...